Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. We're going to jump right on into things, and today we're talking about the BBZ. And when Nikan introduced this product a few months ago, it was not an introduction of a new product, but simply an upgrade or a transition to something that we have had for quite some time that is part of, many of us call it the Bone Trio, and Nikan created a wonderful campaign called the Bone Buddies. And all of us, if we have any ounce of common sense at all, we all know that if we don't take care of, number one, our body, obviously, but if we don't take care of the skeletal system, if we don't get the calcium into our bodies, we're going in the wrong direction. The statistics, and I'm going to quote some stuff from a book by Dr. Ken Howiak, who wrote a book titled Bone Health Made Easy, and it's more of just kind of like an expanded pamphlet. Ken, who was a practicing ankle surgeon in the state of Hawaii for many, many years, I want to say like 28 if my mind serves me correctly, and all the times that Ken and I were together, I would glean these little bits of information from him that, you know, what can we do to be proactive so that osteopenia and osteoporosis is really not going to be an issue. And this is a huge, huge thing in the Nikan community. Years ago, when the Bone Health Pack was introduced under the guidance of Dr. Naidu, and what Nikan has done based on continual research and development and facts and statistics that are constantly evolving. This last few days, Stacey, Emmy, and I, our middle daughter, have been in Southern California, and we drove by the Amway Nutritional Research Facility. We happened to drive by, and I went, oh my goodness, that's where they do their research. I mean, that big company is, their warehouse and their manufacturing is in Ada, Michigan, but they have a research facility right here in Southern California. I don't know where Nikan really has theirs. They don't technically have a building. They sub this stuff out to a lot of manufacturing and research companies. Glandia, and you can see that name of that company on the labels of both our calcium formula and also our lactoferrin, the bioferrin that's in the lactoferrin that comes from that company. That's the researching arm. You know, why reinvent the wheel, I think, is part of Nikan's philosophy when it comes to finding and discovering products like this, and that's what they've done with the BDZ. And it's still relatively new to me. I did not do an exegetical study and any double-blind anything on this product. For Stacey and I, we just simply started using it. We have been advocates of taking care of our bodies, especially the skeletal system. But here's another little factoid. I'll share a couple with you right quick, and then I want to open up the line. For those of you who have been using it, and you've already noticed some significant changes, maybe you haven't had a bone density scan or a visit to the doctor that had some concerns or whatever, but the thing, when we put, not just putting calcium into our bodies, but when we have a lifestyle that allows our bodies to utilize that calcium, so it's not just being eliminated out through the natural processes of the way our body functions, but when we put things in our body that get or help get that calcium to where it needs to go, it's a huge, huge game changer. And diets that, nutritional consumption, or I should say eating foods that are rich not only in calcium, but the way they are engineered and designed naturally, the way they come out of the earth to get that calcium into the body so the body can process it, is huge. Consuming sesame seeds, for example, that little seed has the most calcium in it for anything that comes out of the ground. Romaine lettuce, eating a lot of Caesar salads. It's a family favorite for us. I mean, several times a week. wheat, Caesar salad, because romaine lettuce is one of those that's really, really high in calcium. And again, it's getting into the body naturally. But at the same time, as I've learned since I was a kid, and when I say I was a kid, we're talking back to the 70s when the food supply, our food chain was already evolving and changing to, well, today it's just disastrous. And when you're walking around on a college campus like we have for the last few days and meeting people and hearing their stories and learning about their families, and you start hearing choices they've made, diet and exercise and other things. I mean, it was I could have went into recruiting, you know, on drugs if I wanted to, so to speak. But I chose to kind of refrain. Nikan came up in almost every conversation, and there was always the tip of the head, that's interesting, or, you know, I'd like to learn more about that, that kind of thing. But the key is, when people understand that these are the only bodies we get, we need to take care of them. And the BDC, it reminded me of back when I was a kid of our, like I said, our food supply being tweaked and changed. But I remember a flyer, a little booklet that my mom would print for her customers with the nutritional company that she worked with at the time. And it's the title of this booklet, and the only reason I remember this, though, because her three boys, we had a slave labor program, unfortunately, and that's what we called it, and she would pay us a nominal amount to put these pamphlets and things together. She'd print them on her printing press, basically, and then we'd collate, staple, fold, you know, do all that. But the one that I remember was titled Beautiful Hair, Skin, and Nails. And this booklet talked basically exactly about things like our bone buddies, the bone trio, the utilization of lactoferrin, calcium, and the BDZ. And the BDZ is that ticket, or can I say it this way, that vehicle that gets it to where it needs to go. Our hearts, believe it or not, are a huge storage bank of calcium, and our hearts need calcium in order to function. Now, I would not take the approach of saying, oh, well, that means I need to eat more ice cream, eat more cheese, and drink more, you know, 4% milk. I would not recommend that, because that's not heart healthy. It's just not. And if you talk to anybody, and we've got several people on the line right now, that'll tell you when they stop drinking milk of any source, it was a huge game changer. The amount of fat that's in most dairy products, our bodies simply don't need it. They just don't. But utilizing a formula like this is huge. I immediately, when they introduced the BDZ and thought about that booklet again from my childhood days, you know, Beautiful Hair, Skin, and Nails, I thought, this could be the ticket. I'm not holding my breath that it is, but, oh my goodness, what was it? We're coming up on 39 years to the day when I was 11 years old. No, 40 years, I'm sorry. 40 years ago, I was involved in a gasoline explosion, and my two thumbnails suffered damage. That's at least every doctor that I've asked about this, you know, over my last 40 years since that accident, I've asked them and said, hey, what would you say causes my thumbnails to grow out like this? They're very shriveled. It's like they have a fungus, but there is no fungus. I've tried all kinds of homeotherapy, you know, products for that. There's no fungus. I've used antibiotics, and I've the list of people goes on and on and on. But when I started learning about the BDZ, I thought maybe this would allow my thumbnails to grow out the way they're supposed to. The doctors believe that when I threw my hands up over my face and started did the stop, drop, and roll technique to put the fire out, several of the doctors that I've asked, they said, no, it's definitely possible that you burned the nail bed underneath your thumbnails because they were exposed to the heat of the flames. And that being the case, that's a permanent damage. Short of removing my thumbnails, which would be, that's just, I'm not even going to go there, and somehow figuring out a way to get them to grow back or heal or, you know, repair that damage underneath. But the key is, again, according to what I've read and a little bit of research I've done, is that our hair, our skin, and our nails is designed to rebuild itself when we provide the right elements. So there's a couple ladies on the call right now, Julie Clark and Jean Dumphy, that, and I don't have any order that I've asked these ladies to share, but I know both of them said they'd be available. So Jean and Julie, if either one of you want to hit *6 and jump on in, as well as anybody else that wants to share about what you're seeing and you're sensing and what you're optimistically believing for this product.
Good morning, Dan. Jean here.
Go ahead, Jean.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two quick testimonials for this new bone health pack. Number one, my nails have been chipping lately, and when I started on the Bone Buddies pack, I looked down one day and my nails were just amazing. They were firm, they were white, they were healthy. Second testimonial is I have a history of getting bone infection, unfortunately. I had an instance where I easily could have gotten another bone infection, and by adding another layer of D10, being the grounding mat and the Bone Buddies, I avoided getting a bone infection, which is huge for me. So I highly endorse the product, and it's great.
You know, Jean, as I start my day every day, and I'm so glad and thankful that you brought up the Kinko Ground, because right now I'm 7 stories up in a hotel, and there is no connection to the ground whatsoever. Again, I know that you and I are not, you know, researchers, and you and I are not doctors, we're not scientists. I get around people that are in that caliber, and I just feel smarter, or sometimes I feel less smarter because they're just so wise. But how do I want to ask this question? What is your understanding of what the grounding and the BBZ have done to prevent that bone infection?
I think it just helps your body along. It gives it that extra push there, that everything connects. And again, I use the sleep system, the water, the nutritional, everything. I think it just gives it that extra boost that it needs. And along with the grounding, I find the grounding mat so comforting and relaxing and nurturing. And that's what our bodies need to heal.
Okay. I like that choice of word, comfort and nurturing. Is that the way you said it?
Yes.
Okay, so and you also use that extra layer. And that's a really good way to think about and describe to folks that extra layer of protection. Now, as I know it's still summertime, and I know I don't even want to dread to remind people that, you know, we go through these seasons, the weather patterns, but as we go, as the colder weather comes, we dress appropriately. And that extra layer allows us, our bodies, to stay warm. Or same thing in the warmer months, we take layers off because our bodies, you know, don't need the extra. But that's one of the things, you know, when you're in an area like Southern California or the warmer states, people go from air conditioning to air conditioning. And conditioned air is not always the best layer that our bodies need. Because several people that we're talking to, they're dealing with allergies, or they're dealing with nasal things or eye issues, and it's because of what that's conditioned there. But being able to do what you're doing, Jean, and chipped nails are a real bummer when it happens. And I love the fact, and so I know when you and I were conversing, and it was actually, and Julie had said something to me months ago about immediate difference with their nails. If it's doing that to the nails, what's it doing for the inside of our bodies? And that's what's so super cool. So thank you so much, Jane, for sharing that. And those of you who have never heard Jane's story, it is really, really amazing. And I don't think I'm saying it too strongly, but would you agree, Nikan has saved your life a couple times, Jane?
Literally, Dan, literally. I would not be on this call with you today if it was not for the wonderful Nikan company and their nutritional and just everything, literally, life-saving, again, for me.
Well, that is so, so cool. And I don't want to go into it because the problem is people think, oh, my goodness, these products do that? Yes, they do all that and so much more. And we're not making light of that concept of life-saving. So, Julie Clark, I spoke with Julie's husband, Ron, just yesterday, and he was yet again in awe of the Kinko ground. But Julie has seen that same thing happen, and I'm hoping she's on the line.
I'm here, Vince.
So, Julie, you have nails, like what Jane said, chipped nails, has that been an issue for you, or just tell us a little bit about it?
My nails have been horrible for a very long time, very, very thin, always breaking, always chipping, tearing. The side of my thumbs were really bad on both hands, so my thumbs are starting to get better, but the rest of my fingers, the nails are so strong that they don't easily break anymore like they used to. So I noticed almost immediate, well, probably within a month of switching to the BDZ, I noticed that my nails were noticeably better. I will be due for a bone density again pretty soon, so I'm looking forward to seeing what those numbers might be. I've been osteopenia, and our other product made me a little better. So I'm hoping that this product is going to make me a lot better. But for right now, I'm really, really happy with how strong my nails are. And the only thing different I did was changing to the BDZ. So, and like you say, if it does that for nails, hopefully it's doing the same for my bones, too.
Okay. And Julie, I don't want to get caught up in the numbers of things, but having a benchmark or a scorecard, when you have a bone density test, if you dealt with osteopenia or osteoporosis, there's usually numbers. Was your test one that gave numbers like that?
Yes, so for bone density, normal, you want to be a minus one to be normal, and so between minus 1.1 and minus 2.4 is considered osteopenia, and greater than minus 2.5 is osteoporosis. And of course, everyone wants to make sure they protect their bones because you don't want osteoporosis. So my numbers had been minus 1.9, and then they went to minus 1.5. So I improved before, and I also, of course, take the calcium supplement too, and I try to supplement foods with calcium. You know, if I'm having Swiss cheese, I want Swiss cheese because Swiss cheese has a little bit more calcium than the others. They all have calcium, but Swiss cheese is a little better. Just like you said, the romaine lettuce is a little bit better. So if you try to concentrate on foods with more calcium and read your labels, when you look at a label, I don't like yogurt, but yogurt is really good. But all yogurts are not created equal, and you can, if you see it says 25%, that means 250 milligrams. And so if you learn to count your calcium, to make sure that you get enough. That's a way of protecting your bones. Most people don't get enough, and so they almost everyone should be taking our calcium supplement.
You know, you bring up, and I mentioned it earlier as well, something as simple as romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce is the main ingredient for Caesar salad, and I think the key is, and I made fun of a parent when we were at the cafeteria here at Biola University, as he's making a salad in the salad bar, and I don't think he intentionally dumped all the dressing on that he did, but you could no longer see any lettuce. You couldn't see any of the ingredients in his salad because it was so bathed, and I quickly said, oh, are you going to have a little bit of salad with your dressing there? And, of course, he laughed. He goes, yeah, this is the way I like it, but my wife always tells me to, you know, cut back, and I'm going, oh, my. But just as an FYI, a tip, take iceberg lettuce completely out of your diet. It is a waste of chewing. It is a waste of calories, what little bit there are in there, and it does absolutely nothing for the body. I don't know how to be more strong about that statement. There's no food value in iceberg lettuce, okay? Just don't buy it. And if you buy bagged lettuce, which is not always the best choice, but if you do, just look to see what type it is. I have a former roommate who says, you know, romaine lettuce is just of the devil, and kale is right there with it as well. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. But that may be the reason why he's still dealing with knee issues. I don't know. I know it's not all that. But, Julie, you also bring up an interesting point here, too, on what we can do. And you mentioned it. Jean mentioned it. I had already talked about it. The Bone Buddies Pack. A couple days ago, I bumped into a gentleman who owns a local nail salon where our family goes. I don't get manicures. Some men do. I don't. But every once in a while, usually once a year, if I want to, you know, a treat, I'll go in and, you know, pay the $25, whatever it is, for a pedicure. And I do it because I really like the owners of this business. But I said to Tran, when I bumped into him, the husband, I said, hey, my wife and I have added a nutritional product from our company to our routine, and we did it a few months ago, and I'm really optimistic about my thumbnails. Now, he's seen my thumbnails. I've showed it to him. And he looked at me, and it's as serious as a heart attack. He said, Vance, I need that product for a friend of mine. That was it. So I thought, well, this is what I need to do, is I need to follow up, get some information to him, and I'm going to do it a little bit differently because I don't know the friend. I just simply added an extra bottle of the BDZ to our auto ship, so when it arrives, I've got to go in and deliver an air filter for him anyways. I'm just going to simply take it in and say, here, Trent, here's the product. You can use your customer ID number and pass that information on to your friend. This is what it costs. And I quickly did a cost breakdown. And when you're talking, like, as you're sharing, Julie, what is the downside? Maybe you can answer this question for me. The downside to osteoporosis.
The downside is many, many broken bones and no quality of life. If you have
And I was hoping you'd say that, no quality of life, because it is a major, major thing in our culture today. One of the other things that I know, Julie, you do this, is to strengthen the bones. We need to live active lifestyles, get out, walk, do something. But sitting, I just heard a statistic about sitting and how, I can't remember what it was, but it tied right into what we're talking about, the disastrous things that we can do to not maintain healthy bones. But Julie, anything else you want to add to it? And I do want to remind folks, if you've got a comment you want to add to this, something that you've discovered, Julie and Jane were the two that I did connect with.
Good morning. This is Karen.
Good morning, Karen. No, Karen, we got two, and then we'll keep going. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Great. When the BBG was mentioned either last week or the week before, I started thinking about it, and I thought, you know, I have three nails that have vertical ridges, and they split. Even though I keep my nails short, they still snag on things. And I realized last week they're not doing that as much anymore. And I switched to the BBG as soon as it came out. I had been taking the predecessor since that came out because as a dental hygienist, I had seen my bone thinning on my dental x-ray since 1990. So I know where I was. And I know my body got better after I started using the predecessor. And then since the BBG, my body actually feels stronger. And I actually heard that from a customer I recommended the BBC to also, and she had only been using it for a month. So I want to go to naturopathy for a second, if I could. The nails reflect the inside of the body. So what's going on the outside is a reflection of what's going on the inside. So there was a significant imbalance in my body that was causing these nails to have ridges and split. So I believe it's usually with the digestive system, with the absorption of nutrients. So the BBG is actually helping the inside of the body as well as the outside of the body, which is phenomenal. And I love the information that was just given about the grounding mat and the BBG working together, because I started using the grounding mat as soon as that came out. And I really do agree with that both products are working very synergistically for people and creating an exponential effect. As far as the calcium goes, calcium is super important. And the calcium, I'm one of those people, I like kale because I know what it does for my body. So I drink smoothies, and that's actually a more digestible source. Any dark green leafy vegetable, if people can handle that in a smoothie, that will actually help. Now, if you don't like it, use the KVB, the Vital Balance, because besides having all those nutrients in it, it also helps detoxify. And so you're getting an exponential benefit out of that, too.
Well, and that's Karen, I really appreciate you adding this, because that little tidbit of information, you know, when we think about what you just said, that the nails are, our hair is the same way. Anything on the outside of the body is reflective of what's going on the inside. And if we can think about it from that concept, this is not rocket science. It's just simple, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, when we have a tooth issue, it's reflective of something that's going on inside of our body. I know several people that are close to our family, one being my father, the other Gisela Stevens, longtime family friend. They use the lactoferrin to deal with dental issues, and it's still working amazingly. I think my dad is coming up on 3 years that he had some dental things, and it was multiple thousands of dollars is what they told him. My parents do not have dental insurance, so it was just like, oh yeah, let's just go for it. He's like, no, I know. So he started increasing his daily intake of lactoferrin, and it's making a huge, huge difference. And it has been for, again, we're coming up on 3 years. I remember that because it was in January of, what would that be? Well, whatever the year, it doesn't matter. But that reflection, that if we can take that away, because our nails are a reflection of what's going on the inside. So, Karen, thank you. There was one other voice that I know I heard, and I want to let you share. If you hit *6 again, that'll demute your line. we may have lost them. So, anyways, I think that it's not a, again, these type of calls are not meant to be completely exhaustive of, you know, of all the information, because we can get into information overload. I do want to encourage folks that, especially as we're gearing up, as I mentioned, that here in a few weeks we're going to be seeing some wonderful new solutions added to the line. It's hard not to get excited about things that are new, you know, whether it's a new restaurant that comes to town, or something new and exciting, or, you know, you got a really good deal, so you want to tell people about it. Keep the main things the main thing. These are just complementary products or an improvement on what we already had to allow us to live a much better quality of life. And when you look at the investment that we get to do, you know, I'll quote, you know, Benjamin Franklin, who said, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. May we never know what we're preventing when we add these things. So is there one other person I hear, or is that no? Okay. So anyways, take a serious look, and think about people that we come in contact with. And I like the way that I learned this years ago, asking people, hey, would you be open to taking a look at this? I remember you saying that in the last few days, when you bring a child to a university campus, help them get moved in, and this one's a little bit different because it's a blatantly Christian university here in Southern California. It's been here since 1908, so it's not new. But they do things a little bit differently in a lot of parent orientation sessions to really allow us to get the most out of this experience for our family. It's not just about our child, our student. But the conversations having with people, and as they talk about, we do this as human beings. We start sharing information, and usually things like, well, met one family yesterday, just my wife went over and volunteered to take their picture so they could get a better angle of what they were trying to do. They're from Philadelphia. We found out their son is autistic. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And when we're just open to listening, we're going to hear about things. So when you see people and it comes up in conversation, you don't want to go up to somebody, obviously, and say, oh, I can't help but notice that your nails look terrible. I've got a solution for you. That's really not a good tactic. However, if it comes up, if you're getting your nails done and you can strike up a conversation, this nail salon, they are customers of ours today simply because I decided to be bold and walk in and ask them how they were filtering the air. And this is years ago when Nikon had an air unit. And that was my lead-in, and we've become really, really good friends as a result. I knew that my you know, the ladies in my life went to the nail salon, but it was asking those questions. So we can do a lot. We don't want to build a whole entire future on one product like the BDZ. It's simply another layer, as Gene pointed out, another layer that we can add to allowing our bodies to live and function. So. Thank you so much to Karen and to Jean and to Julie for sharing. Really appreciate this. And as a reminder, this conversation, this little chat we've had, and all of the interviews and everything is available on SaturdayAMLive.com. There is lots and lots of stuff that's there.